Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Julie Jepkes, and of course she's at the Atlantic Public Library. Julie, you know, it used to be when I thought of the library, it was a very quiet place. You went in, you got your books, and either you sat down, you were very quiet. Anymore, the library is busy and active and fun.
It is. I mean, of course, you have to keep it at a low roar, I always say. But no, it's not. You don't have to be totally quiet or anything like that. We have lots of things going on. Of course, we have tons of books that we hope people come in this summer and read. But we also have lots of activities for all ages.
Okay, so we're going to start with one that's coming up on the 31st.
Yes, we have our first kickoff. We actually have two kickoff parties this year because I guess we're really excited about this summer. So our first kickoff is May 31st. That's Tuesday. And it's in conjunction with the YMCA. And we're going to have it at the YMCA from 11:30 to 12. The Y will be serving hot dogs. And then from 12 to 1, we have the Hansen family coming, which they're a family of seven from northern Iowa, and they are an amazing family. They put on an awesome show. They're 3-time Guinness Book of World Record holders for juggling, unicycling, and the mother of this whole clan made a 14-foot snowflake.
Okay. Obviously, they liked a bit of competition, I guess, in getting that out there. But as you say, very talented. And as I recall, they have lots of characters, too.
Oh, they do. I mean, they put on a short skit. This was last year's program. I don't know what they're for sure going to do this year. They're really focused on reading and how important it is. And one of their daughters, the one that's in the world records, is a unicyclist. They all unicycle, but she actually jump ropes on a unicycle. It's just amazing. We had them here at the library last year. Not a lot of room inside the library to do much juggling and unicycling. So that's why we were so happy when the Y said that, you know, let's join together and bring them here this year at the Y.
But will they still be inside at the Y? I mean, a little more space there at the Y than at the library. But so this program will still all be inside.
Yes, from 12 to 1, the Hansen family will be there, and they'll be in the front gym there at the Y. And then, and that's for all ages. All ages can come to that. And then from 1 to 2, we will continue with a fun program in the back gym. We'll have bounce houses and obstacle courses set up. And then I will also have a table set up for anybody that has not yet picked up their reading challenge bag with their reading log inside.
All right. I it's just almost too much to take in, Julie, because there's just so much going on. And the important point, there's lots of important points, but this is for everybody. You don't have to be a child. You don't have to have a child to come to this. Everybody.
No, this is for anybody. Anybody, any age will enjoy this program. And then after their program, they set out stuff that they will help people learn how to juggle and do the spinning plates and stuff like that. So they're just a fun family.
And you can tell, I mean, because they want to get people involved. This isn't just a show. This is get involved kind of entertainment.
Right. And the main reason we were so excited that they were able to come again this year is because our whole program this year is on healthy living, being active, broadening your imagination and, you know, all that type of stuff. So they're the perfect family to show us how to do that.
You bet, because they do it all. Now, you've talked about this kickoff, everybody get involved, May 31st, but hey, you're just going to continue that again on June 2nd.
Yes, we were so happy when Produce in the Park offered to let us come over and do our kickoff program on their first night, June 2nd, from 4:30 to 6:30, and we'll have some fun games that the kids, any ages, can play, and crafts.
Are we going to have bounce houses again?
Yes, we're going to have a bounce house. I don't know which one. The Y kind of surprises us on it, so the Y is very nice to offer that.
Yeah, I know there are a couple families I know that come specifically. Their kids say, we've got to go because the bounce houses are there, so that's kind of top of their list. But there's a lot of other things going on, too. Now, let's talk a little more about reading programs, you know, different ages, because, again, there's a reading program for everybody.
There is. This year we kind of opened it up. It's for birth through adult. So the birth through those, and we always have the kids sign up for the grades they're going into, because as of Thursday, those kids are not, they're no longer the grade they were in. They are now, if they were third, they are now big fourth graders. So, so they sign up for the grade they're going in. Birth through first grade, their goal is to have 30 books read to them. Or if they're starting to read, they can also write those down. Second through fifth, their goal is 20 books. Sixth on up through 12th grade, those are 10 books. And then we have adults with a goal of 10 books as well. And there's prizes involved because the community was so great in offering us either monetary or specific prizes to hand out this summer.
You know, doing all of these things, just all of a sudden it just hit me. We talk about, or people say, well, you know, there's all these games, there's all these TV, there's all this. Books aren't important anymore. I don't think you've seen that happen, Julie. I mean, the books are still going out there like crazy.
Oh, and these reading bags with the reading logs in them are going out like crazy. We're almost out of, this is the first year we've done it for anyone over eighth grade, and we're almost, I just can't believe how many adults are doing this, and the kids are excited. I've talked to all the first graders, a third grade class. I've been to the fourth and fifth grade classes, and they seem really excited about it. It's nice. The school librarian has put out a challenge for, so parents, if you don't know this, the school is also putting a challenge out for all those incoming fourth through outgoing fifth graders to, their goal is to read five Children's Choice or Iowa Teen Awards this summer. Write up a report. Now, the report's not for me at the library. It's for the school librarian. But so they'll get some special prizes once they go to school as well for that type of challenge. So it's nice we're working together with the schools.
Yes, and so you're working with the Y, you're working with the school. You mentioned that the community, different people and businesses have been involved. So again, that's, I think, from when, this long time ago, kind of a change from what it used to be with the library. You're really out there in the community. So the 31st, the 2nd, and the time on the 31st is?
The 11:30 until 2.
Okay. And then?
You don't have to be there the whole time. You can just come for, you know, the Hanson family show or, you know, whatever. Okay. So.
And then on the 2nd, because it's Produce in the Park, the time is?
From 4:30 to 6:30 in the city park.
Okay, great. Now, there are, you know, there's more month, there's more summer, so I thought you might want to mention a few of other things that are going on in June, July.
We do have some different programs. We have Monday Movie Madness, of course, on Mondays. We have the police canine dog coming to have a program with him. And Exercise Your Amazing Body, that is another guest speaker that will be at the YMCA. We have some story time starting back up on Wednesdays or Thursdays. And Running Through Science is a program that the Grout Museum is going to be putting on from Waterloo. They do an awesome job. We have some different craft days, game days, science days for different age groups. We have the Atlantic Story Walk, which we're just helping out with the conservationist doing that.
See, there's another group.
yes. And then, oh, we have Muggle Quidditch for third graders on up through senior that the teen person is putting on, and a Couch to 5K, which is for adults. So we're really busy. I'm looking at this. I think I'm going to be tired.
Yeah. And, you know, every once in a while I hear somebody say, there's nothing to do. Well, if you don't know where else to go, you better come to the library because there is something to do. Now, one of the challenges, I think, for families is to get kids where they want to go and to get them to the library. But you have some help with that, too.
Yes, this year SWTA was so good about offering free rides to and from the library for kids if they're coming to the library program. Okay. So all they have to do is call SWTA and set that up. And, you know, if they're wanting to come to the police canine and you're not able to because you have something going on or you're working, call SWTA and they can pick up their child, bring them to the library, and they'll take them back home.
Now, Julie, as you're talking, there is a calendar here in front of us, but go on the web to?
Yes, you can go on to the Atlantic Public Library website and look at that. We're also on Facebook. We've also been putting it on the chamber calendar. It'll be in the newspaper calendar, everything that we can figure out, it's out there. And you can certainly stop down and pick one up or give me a call. I can send it to you in the mail.
Thank you very much to Julie Jepke for bringing us up to date on so many things happening with the Atlantic Public Library. Until next time, smile in the mirror. Do that every morning, and you'll start to see a big difference in your life.